From Darth Vader to the Joker, Magneto to Hannibal Lecter, villains have provided the moral foil for many of the most beloved stories in popular media. It's no wonder why the villains we love to hate, and the ones we hate to love, provide us with an emotional rollercoaster of thrills, chills and everything in between. Villains can be divided into two categories, the truly horrific and unredeemable, and the redeemable villains we sort of admire. The former category includes characters such as Darth Vader, the Joker and Hannibal Lecter, villains who are often portrayed as being completely remorseless and cruel. These villains are often the most terrifying, as they represent an unfettered force of evil which cannot be reasoned with or swayed by morality. We fear them because they are so easy to identify with, and yet so far removed from our own sense of morality. The redeemable villains, such as Magneto, are often presented as having a more sympathetic side. While they may still be ruthless and dangerous, they are often portrayed as having a higher purpose or a greater moral code which they serve. We can relate to their motivations, and even admire them in some ways. This makes them far less intimidating than the truly horrific villains, and often leaves us feeling a strange sort of sympathy for their plight. Villains are an integral part of popular media, as they provide the necessary tension and conflict which help to drive the narrative forward. Whether we love to hate them or hate to love them, they remain one of our most beloved and enduring characters in popular culture. In the end, it's the villains who provide us with both the thrills and the chills, and help to make the stories we love even more engaging and compelling.